So why don't you tell me about the phallic imagery of the giant iron snake and what that means?
Well, it is pretty dick-centric, but what I find fascinating is what it reveals about you.
Which is?
That you deal with the mundane awfulness of your life by turning it into adolescent fantasy.
Yes, because swords and monsters are awesome! And for the record, I actually do have a sword.
Well, that's terrific. Do you often retreat into fantasy as a coping mechanism?
When I was a child, I did it all the time. Mostly when I was anxious.
But you stopped.
As I got older, yeah. I don't recall doing it when I lived in California, but New York's really brought it out of me.
Why do you think that is?
This place is an endless nightmare. It's loud, crowded, expensive, dangerous, overwhelming. It's a diabolical shithole crammed with broken dreams and sadness.
That's almost unbelievably bleak.
How can you stand it? How can you stand the hideous existential nausea and the dread of it all? It's exhausting. I can barely bring myself to think past the next insanely graphic internet porn clip I'm gonna look at on my phone as soon as I leave this office.
Tell me more about the city, not the porn.